But thank you very much.
Monday night, Shara Avodas Hashem, Perek Revi'i, page Sadik Dalid. We're learning about, he's categorizing the Torah, the mitzvahs in the Torah. We're up to Azharos, or Azhara, and he went through a list of Azharos, which he's in the middle of a list of Azharos, which are Chovos Halvavos, which we tend sometimes to ignore because the truth is, in the Chovos Halvavos' list, we wouldn't even be able to find all of them as being a specific lav. But it comes out from other mitzvahs in the Torah, more general mitzvahs of Chovos Halvavos, like Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Ovihatalecha Kamolcha, or Amuna. So that's where these things that he talks about, that's where they're derived from, even though they might not even be a specific lot on their own, or it might be Vodos Asuru Achvei the Batcha Vecherecha. What he talked about last night, that you shouldn't have a desire to do what Hashem forbade. You shouldn't have a taiva. When Rashi says that famous Rashi, it doesn't mean you should have a taiva, but you're holding yourself back because it's also. It means that your reason for not eating it should be the Ratzon Hashem, but you should not have, like, you shouldn't be jealous. Sometimes you say, oh, you know, I wish I could read such a book, I wish I could go to such movies, I wish I could watch the World Series, it's on Shabbos, the Super Bowl, I wish I could. You're not supposed to desire that, no. You're supposed to be worked out that you, it's like, Alom Sanecha Hashem Esna, what Hashem considers Toeva. You're not supposed to say, you know, maybe I would, you know, but, you know, saucer, that's not correct. What you're supposed to say is, if Hashem says it's Toeva, or if Hashem says it's usur, it's bad for me spiritually, so I don't want it. You're not supposed to, like, have a hemshech for it, a desire. Anyway, that's what Chovos Halvavos says.
What is Chovos?
But I told you that the lack, you're not supposed to say because it's unhealthy, or because it doesn't taste good, or because it's repulsive to me, naturally. It's all supposed to stem from Ratzon Hashem. Hashem doesn't like, but if Hashem says something's toeva, then you're not supposed to say, well, really, I would try it. But, you know, it's also, it's not also, Hashem says it's toeva. And Hashem says, this is harmful, trefa stuff is harmful for you spiritually. So you don't want something that's harmful for you spiritually. That's Chovos Halvavos. It's not just, you're not doing it because, or else you're going to get a slap, or else you're going to get punished. Or even that you're not doing it because of Avos Hashem, or Yiras Hashem. Chovos Halvavos demands more. It demands that if Hashem holds that something is bad for you spiritually, so you don't want it. You're supposed to be in consonance with Hashem's will. But my point is also, that we learned last night, my point is there's not a lot. You know, the Chovos Halvavos just derives that from the general attitude that he's saying the Torah wants you to have. You're supposed to be in consonant with Hashem's will. He now says three words that mean gaiva. And the different translations, in Ibn Tibbon's translation and in Kapach's translation, it's synonyms for gaiva. Schichus haleib, v'agaiva v'hesravribus. So, the Paslechem, one of the Perushim on Chovos Halvavos, says that they refer to, he gives them definitions and explains why there's three words for that. But, okay, first let's learn what he says, then I want to elaborate a little. Kavanoso, the Paslechem says, it's referring to 3 milas a person might have, that Yirmiyo talks about. It might be intelligence, wealth, or power. Gvura, maybe physical power, maybe political power, or maybe just some people walk into a room and have a commanding presence. Natural leaders, right? You have it in a class, in a classroom, in a school, or you have it in any group, like natural leaders, people just That's a koach. So your Yirmiyahu Navi says, Al Yisrael El Chacham B'Chachmoso, Al Yisrael B'Gor B'Groso, V'Asher B'Ashro. Right? So the Paslechem says these are the three things that a person might be a Balgaiva about. In other words, if you have these qualities, intelligence, wealth, or power, kavura, right, charisma, you might call it charisma, so you're not supposed to be a Balgaiva about it, you're supposed to use it in the service of Hashem. So these are the three arrogances, there's three different words, they're basically synonyms. The Paslechem learns it goes on each of these things. You can probably fine-tune the synonym, because synonyms always have shades of meaning that are slightly different. You could probably fine-tune it to each one, because, like, let's say, the Rav Kapach's translation of the last one is his Ravrivus, which means lording over people. So that would probably refer to Gvura. And Zchichus Halev, I don't know, a Gaiva, to us is mamish the same. In the Ibn Timon's translation, it's Gaiva Gova, the Go'on. Okay, a Koponim, it's in your heart. Again, people think, what does it mean you're not allowed to be about Gaiva? You're not allowed to treat, you're not allowed to diss someone. You're not allowed to treat them with disrespect. You're not allowed to show that you think you're superior. No, you're not supposed to think you're superior to them, which I admit is very hard sometimes, but that's that is a chavis halvavos. That's a chavis halvavos. And there's ways to work on that, you know. If Hashem gave you natural gifts, that's what Yirmiyahu HaNavi says. Those gifts you didn't develop. If Hashem had natural gifts, there's no reason you're not superior to someone else who might not have those natural gifts. Al Kaponim, that's a Chovas Haldovas, that's an Azhara of Chovas Haldovas, even to have that attitude. The Hazilzul Bivnei Odom, again, it's a Chovas Haldovas. Chovas Haldovas is saying, it's not just you're not allowed to say something unkind to someone else, or cutting, or sharp, or that makes them feel bad, or Anos Tvorim, or yelling, cast, whatever, this is in your heart. Hazilzul Bivnei Odom, you're supposed to. Now, it's an azhara of chovas halvavos, your attitude towards people. The hakola, I think, again, we tend to think that I didn't do anything wrong as long as I didn't do anything wrong. And the chovas halvavos here in this list is really reminding us, or being mechadesh to us, whatever you want to say, that there's an azhoros which are purely chovas halvavos as well. The hakola benevim, making light of Nevi'im, so it can mean Nevi'im, it can mean the Rav of Yeshul. You see it over that now. Everybody was just over that now. Everybody was just over that now. When I said that, everybody looked at me and they violated what he just said. I was machshel all of you, I'm sorry. I apologize. The Hakol of Nevi'im, Vidvarim, Shenitnu Mi'es Hashem B'Lashonam. It's the words of Hashem. The sinas hatov uba'olav. You know, you deride someone as being a goody-goody. It probably stems from jealousy. Again, he's talking about an attitude. You look at someone that's a tzaddik and you go. Ve'eschabrasim or reshoim. You want to hang around with the cool guys, with the guys that are cool, suave, that dabble in things that maybe you shouldn't be dabbling in. It's an attitude. You gotta learn Chayvus Halvavus carefully. You read this, you say, why is he putting it in this list? Why? Hischabrus and Rishon is an action. It's the opposite of right, Ubo Tidbuk. It says you're supposed to hang around Tamid HaChachomim. So the opposite is Hischabrus and Rishon. So why does he put it in this list? He puts it in this list of Chayvus Halvavus because he's talking about the attitude that spawns his chabrus and reshoim. That you secretly envy them. You read about someone doing something. Inappropriate, usher, disgusting. Let me talk about the Goyim. I don't want to talk about the Jews. Talk about the Goyim. You read about someone doing something utterly very toevadik, we'll call it. I'm sure three-quarters, and everybody says, oh, that's disgusting. There's no question in my mind that three-quarters of the goyim admire that person and only wish that they would be doing it also. No question in my mind. When this maneuverdik president that we just had, what's his name? I forgot his name. Clinton, Carter, that's all the same in my head. Like, and you get to be my age, you mix them up. Clinton, right? So, what?
Clinton was a little worse in that area.
Clinton, right? So everybody said, oh, what a terrible person. There's no question that everybody in America said, boy, I wish that was me only. No question. And that's the goyim I'm talking about. But that's what he's talking about, that you, as chabris and rishon, as an attitude, you know, you wouldn't do it. You know, someone like, robbed a bank, or Madoff. You know, every, oh, man, what a... Boy, okay, I wish I, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about chavis halavos, that you desire that. V'hakina, that's simple enough. V'hachemida, chemda, l'sachmot. Avos hora, v'hatzar l'vnei odam. So this looks weird, but it's not weird at all. We all have in us, not all of us, please forgive me if you don't, if something bad happens to someone else, you get like the adrenaline flows, you know. It's a sickness. It's in Yiddish it's called mefagitnish. That's what it's good mefagitnish. But this is like word. This is called, it has a word. When something bad happens to someone, you like you enjoy it. So no one will admit to this, but it's a chodes halvavos. The harogas al mishpat Hashem yisala. That's when we have tainus to the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? So even if you bury it inside of you, this is what he's saying, even if it stays, it's an avoda, it could take a lifetime, it's not easy. Even if you express, you know, kelemuno ve'enovel, tzadik v'yosherhu, you do tzidik hadin, but inside you have tainus. Inside you're not comfortable with what Hashem did. You don't understand what Hashem, not understanding, I'm sorry, not just not understanding, you don't understand what Hashem did, and therefore you're angry and upset, and upset you could be, but not angry, and you have tainus, and you're rogus grada means angry, you're angry, al mishpat Hashem yisalem. You have to accept it in your heart, not just say the words, you have to be at peace with it. You have to say the Ribbono Shel Olam knows what he's doing. It's very, very, very hard. Very hard. When tragedy strikes. I was just at a... I went to Shiva in Harnof. Solomon. You know, Shraga's friend, Solomon. A young woman. Young. 60 years old. How old could she have been already? Like that. You know Solomon, the family that Shraga stayed by? The wife was Nifta. What? Terrible. Just so, it's a big avoda. My sister lost a child. It's a tremendous avoda to just be at peace with it. A very, very difficult thing. Because he's talking about belay, not talking about what you say. Let's finish the paragraph. That's simple enough. It's a very interesting. I was thinking about this a while. By mitzvahs, he said there are two categories, chovos halvavos and chovos ha'ivorim en levavos. Like there's no such thing in a mitzvah as just the action. It's action coupled with lev. Because the action without lev is basically meaningless, although you have to do it, and you're not allowed to not do it. But it's basically a meaningless thing. So by mitzvahs, he categorized it as, by mitzvahs haseis, he categorized it as chavos halvavos and evorim plus levavos. But by a lav, you know, Hashem, you know, doesn't care about your lev. If you mechal Shabbos, or you boil bilus asuros, or you shua sheker, and rechilus, and achilus, mash also Hashem aleinu b'achiloso, u'shvichas damim, so that is azhara from Avorim, but there it's pure Avorim. It's not a question of Levavos also. I'm not asking a kasha. I'm saying it's kosher. Why? I mean, like, why it's structured that way? Because bad is bad. It's a bad action. But to be kone or madrega, in other words, bad is bad. Good, you see from this, is really only good in terms of the effect that it has upon you. If you're relating to the... if you want to be ole madrega. To do something bad is easy, b'kitzur. Kill someone, b'chal Shabbos, be it sasuros, achilos, my fellow sasuros, shvua sheker, all this whole list that he gives. For that, he doesn't say Avarim coupled with lathe. You don't need lathe. You're not allowed to do it. It's a bad thing to do. It has negative impact on you, even if your lathe is not there. Mashenkin and Mitzvah Sasei, he's not willing to grant that there's such a category even. He doesn't say that even there's three categories. He doesn't say there's Hobos Harbavos and Avarim plus lathe and just Avarim. He doesn't. Why? You know why? Because the negative force that's created by something usur is apparently created just by doing it, just by being involved in the chumrius of olam hazeh, in something that Hashem said is negative. So if you're involved in it, that's bad. Finished. You know. But and asay is more difficult. An asay that Hashem wants you to be spiritually positively affected. According to the Chavis Halva, there's no such thing as you just do an action. It's an empty shell. It's not going to have a positive spiritual effect on you. The positive spiritual effect on you is by the coupling of Avarim plus Lavavos. That's why by Asay he says Lavavos and Avarim and Lavavos, but by Alav, it's Lavavos and Avarim. Okay, we'll stop here. In case, we're not having a shiur tomorrow night or Wednesday night. Not because I'm going on Barak's trip. Tomorrow night I'm going to a wedding, and Wednesday night you're all not invited. We're making our Suda's Hodor for moving to Eretz Yisrael on Wednesday night.
We're not invited?
No. Family thing.
There are many or a number of incidences where in the Torah where bad things were done, but they had the Shema for good reason, and that seemed to make the Maisa.
A very lishma you're talking about, not
yeah.
A very lishma is a very difficult sugya. It's a sugya by Yoel, right? That's a very, very difficult concept.
Lot's daughter.
That's a very heavy concept. So it's heavy. A very lishma is a very difficult concept. That's.
But that might be an exception.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe it's not Nogeyata.
It's a very difficult concept. Like Asay Doche Lo Sasei is not Avera Lishmo, right? That's Mamish Mutter, that's not an Avera. So, it's really very difficult theologically. Like, did you want to talk to me?
Yes.
Come into my office.
Ich glaube, sie sind beide gekommen.